Yeats in 1913 said that Ireland was like plastic, that it was ready to be moulded.
I think my view on the lockout is that perennial struggle between capital and labour.
If Jim Larkin's great achievement was to unite workers in the belief they could actually win better conditions, William Martin Murphy's achievement was to unite employers, Catholic and Protestant, that they could beat the other side.
But soon the strike was seen in terms of a clash between Murphy and Larkin.
Murphy was constantly being lampooned as the viper of Dartry Hall, where he lived, a capitalist sweater and a worker's tyrant.
What you have in the 1911 census is 20,000 households who are living in one room.
But the great thing that they always talked about was the closeness of the people to one another and the sharing of whatever they had.
A lot of people said, oh, the 1913 lockout, well, it didn't work. It did work in a way. It was a very traumatic experience, but it did give the people of Dublin and Ireland the belief that they could change things.
But it was tragic, the way it ends. The work and the whole lot starts to crumble. But Larkin was still loved.
It's been presented as this great labour dispute and it was a success. It wasn't. It was not a success. They caved in. These men had nothing. Their families had nothing. Their children had nothing. I don't know how they ate.
I think it is right that we give fair truck to the William Martin Murphy aspect and on the path it sent us on.
It seems to me that you could make a huge parallel between what's happening now in Ireland and what happened in the period before the lockout.
Sometimes I think we look back at the lockout and its legacy and we read history backwards.
That's Citizens, Lockout 1913 to 2013. Starts Saturday, 6 p.m. from August 10th on RTE Radio 1.